Welcome to Pipeline Meeting, where marketers come to talk about sales. I'm your host, Harris Kenny, and I'll be joined by a guest every Monday and Wednesday for brief 15-minute interviews where we'll share tips that you can apply to support your sales team and help them close more deals. If you don't have time to listen to this whole episode, you can skip ahead in the show notes in your podcast player or find the transcript at introcrm.com/podcast. All the episodes are published there.
I think the best topic to talk about is being a startup in an enterprise B2B sale and how to get through to some of the biggest companies in the world. We are in a heavily, you know, red ocean type of industry, right? We're an IT automation solution with benefits on the security side. And the most difficult part is that the people that we're trying to reach are the hardest people to reach in the world. They literally don't trust anyone. They will rarely get back to you. They've got all the security in the world to keep you from trying to get to them. It's truly an educational and relationship play. Marketing people get hit up all the time. Sales people get hit up all the time. CFOs, they get hit up. CEOs get hit up. But IT security or cybersecurity people, it's just relentless. It's a matter of trying to figure out that walking the line of not being too incredibly annoying, as well as figuring out a way to get into an account that isn't your normal way of selling. We had two customers when we started out. Our CEO used our solution, realized that it was so incredible, left his six-figure job at a huge private equity firm, bought the rights to all the software and the company. We rebranded it. I was tied for first or second hire or whatever, and we built it from there. So we have a great story, but what we realize is that it's a lot about relationship selling, right? It's all about using your network at first, getting to know people, providing value, and communicating that, hey, there are other people that are using this solution just like you. These are the benefits that they're receiving. Would you be interested in seeing a completely different way of doing what you're currently doing now and achieving unbelievable benefits? They're so unbelievable that no one believes it. My job has been creating content that is all about educating the end user, right? Reading about it, not being marketing speak, not being salesy, just saying, hey, this is literally what happened. Here's where it is. If you want to talk to this person, you can under an NDA, because all the people that we work with, the majority of our customers are private equity. Everything's anonymous. It's all, you know, secret sauce on there. It's funny, like when we started, our CEO and the rest of the leadership team were like, well, how many marketing leads are we generating, right? And like, guys, this is not about marketing leads. This is about generating relationships. Who do we know that we can talk to, right? And who do we know that can speak about us so that we're not speaking about ourselves? We don't do any advertising, barely any. And if we do advertising, it's for a webinar. And the webinar is about a topic that people are dealing with. And we have people on that are well-known, established, and they're honest people, right? Our most successful webinars are people that are literally coming out. They're less entertaining and more just knowledgeable in the space. And we've generated a lot of relationships from those webinars, and a lot of relationships just using our own network.
So you are not measuring the conventional marketing metrics. Is there a counterpart in sales or business development who you're working with?
So we are measuring them, but in the beginning we weren't, because there's a transition, right? So in the beginning, we are this no-name company, this no-name startup. We raised some, you know, some seed funding. We're trying to raise our Series A, and it was less about MQLs as far as a KPI for marketing.
Okay.
Now what we're doing is we've really worked on our data so that way we have visibility and we can see the transition and people that, you know, sign up for a newsletter or come to our website or whatever. We use HubSpot for all of that. It's pretty good. We had to build our own dashboards, but now we've grown to have two salespeople. I very much support the sales team, create all the content and help them to understand what is working, what's not. I actually have a sales marketing monthly meeting today. We meet every month to say, hey, can I get some feedback on what you guys are seeing in the market? How can we improve what we're doing? And bridging that gap is really important because, you know, I'm a one-man band. I also manage all of our software internally. So all of our sales and marketing software I manage, HubSpot and everything else. So it's a lot of work. Having that conversation is really important and getting on the same page. And what we're measuring now is we've hired an SDR that's reaching out. And the way that has worked really well for us is, and I mentioned this on another podcast, but it's basically a land and expand type of thing, right? We're going to go after this industry. How do we get into the industry or get our foot in the door, and how do we expand? It's a basic strategy. It's not very difficult, but it's really all about making sure that you focus your team. We're not going to try and promote or sell to every single person out there, because it helps to focus our marketing, it helps to focus our messaging, it helps to focus our positioning, and it helps our salespeople be focused. And so I'll run like our outreach, our SDR, cold outreach, and it's worked really well. Like private equity, we have quite a few customers, the majority of our customers, and we started off realizing, okay, well, most of our network is in private equity. Let's expand on that, right? Let's build some case studies. Let's build some knowledge base information. Let's have a webinar with some people that are in the industry, a CISO, a CIO, CTO, whoever, and have a casual conversation about this shift where our software, essentially our solution, sits in the middle. Because a lot of people don't know, but IT and cybersecurity, they don't really talk. They don't mesh very well. Security doesn't tend to have the budget, but the security tells the IT team what to do a lot of the times. Hey, we just ran a vulnerability scan. We need to fix all of these vulnerabilities. The IT team then has to go do it. And it's a pain in the butt. And what we do is we automate that entire system. But we see ourselves as that bridging that gap.
Are you spending more time getting that feedback with the SDR or with the account executive on the team? Or which part of the sales org do you find yourself working with more? Or is it both?
I'm on every sales meeting, not sales call,
right,
with prospects, but I do listen to a lot of them. I'll hear them talk through and hear about what they've used, what they're using in their messaging. We just created a brand new deck. Hey, how's that working out? Because then I can kind of relate that to our cold outreach, bring that to our SDR, or bring that to our content, create a landing page if I can that's really targeted, and come up with new content ideas, because I'm here to make sure that the sales team has enough to educate the prospects, because IT cybersecurity people, they don't buy anything unless they hear it from someone else, a reputable source, or they've done a ridiculous amount of research.
Yeah.
And that's what we focused on.
You mentioned that you're doing cold outreach. Given how hard these folks are to reach in the first place, and I saw you had a really good post on LinkedIn about how, you know, so many cold messages that are sent are just not hitting the mark. How are you approaching that differently, given how your buyers buy and given the fact that they're constantly getting bombarded?
That's a good question. With every industry, it's different. We started off in private equity. Now we're kind of focusing on law firm. And we have to really understand the industry, understand our buyer personas, because in all honesty, they're slightly different. In law firms, there's a bunch of people that have risk in their title. What we're finding out is that they're not the decision makers, right? I get constant feedback from the sales team saying, because we have an SDR, but I also have automated it. So that way we're doing multi-channel outreach, everything from LinkedIn, email, and phone calls. Very conversational. We're trying to target a pain point that they have. It's that hook of trying to get them to, one, think differently about their pain point, that there's a solution, because no one knows that there's a solution out there that does what we do. So it's changing their mindset. And then it's also seeing what works. Cold calling has actually worked better than anything else, believe it or not. I was very surprised, because I have a spam blocking software on my phone, you know, and what we're finding is that there are some templates that work really well. Empathy works really well. Hey, are you okay? I don't normally send, you know, I don't normally try and contact someone this many times and they just go silent. You know, is there something that I could have done better? Is there a better way to contact you? You know, being human, it's still in progress. I would say getting someone who has experience in cold calling or has the relationships, have already sold to these people, have already talked to them, the data is clean. That's really important. And then just iteration.
HubSpot obviously built on inbound philosophy, right? So some of the outreach tools in HubSpot, I've found that a lot of times people look to integrate other tools. Are you doing everything native in HubSpot?
This has been a headache of mine for a while now. But Woodpecker doesn't do LinkedIn. It just creates tasks, manual tasks, right? It's okay. It needs a lot of functionality, but it does what it says it does, right? Integrating with HubSpot, it took me forever. I had to do a bunch of custom integrations, APIs, Zapier, crazy stuff, right? And it took me forever to get that done because we don't want overlapping. We don't want someone to reach out again. If they're already owned or the account is already owned by one rep, we don't want the other rep. It's the biggest pain in the butt, right? So we were using Woodpecker and then we hired an agency to do cold outreach and set up the emails and phone calling and stuff. And so we started using Lemlist. I've set this up for other companies, right? But I wanted to hand this off because it's just a big pain in the butt. What I like about Lemlist is that you can essentially create a list in HubSpot and use that list to only reach out to in Lemlist. They automate the LinkedIn. They integrate with a phone, which we don't really use, but that's fine. Regular emails. And I like their Lemworm feature, keeping things out of the spam box. There's a couple others that I've used. Reply.io I used for a little bit, but we were using a different CRM for a different company. I will tell you, it's still not perfect. It's still something that we're trying to figure out. I've reviewed Ample Market when they were very, very, very new and was kind of talking with the founder and some of the technology guys, giving them some, you know, hey, this is what we would need if we wanted to use you. I'm a software nerd, so I just do it because I love it. But the long story short, we still haven't found a perfect solution for it. I'm trying to do my best to keep our salespeople just focused on sales and in the CRM. And I don't want our CEO and me helping support them. Like, I'll take care of everything else. You guys just go and sell. It's worked. We've generated more pipeline this year than we've ever had in the past. And it keeps going up. But I'm trying to do my best to help them focus on what they need to do and kind of doing everything else in between.
Yeah, kind of a snowplow, you know, with setting up the systems and the tools and the data so that they can just kind of run behind you and do their thing.
That's right. And it's something that's taken a long time to figure out. It's not perfect, but I'm still looking for a way to do it.
Even when you have everything supposedly figured out, stuff still breaks sometimes.
Every day, it's a full-time job, man. Just managing sales and marketing ops is a full-time job that people don't realize. It's the job that I've jumped on the grenade for my company because I've done it before. I've automated pretty much everything. One of the last companies I was working for, I automated us reaching out to over 1,000 contacts a day and generating new leads, fresh leads all the time, you know, adding 1,000 new leads a week or whatever it is in multiple email and integrating it with, it's a lot. And it's not something that I want to continue to do at all. Honestly, I'd love to hand it off to somebody else.
Yeah. But you're building the engine, you're figuring it out, the sales team's busy. Is there anything you're doing that you didn't get a chance to talk about that's cool or frustrating or anything we skipped?
Something that is really interesting and cool in, from my perspective is that we're in a really, really unique time right now, right? And I think it's very difficult, obviously, for marketers to figure out because a lot of them are scared, right? Marketing gets cut quickly, tends to be one of the first to get cut or at least downsized. I think that the hardest thing and what we've tried to figure out is, well, how do we position our software? Everybody says, oh yeah, we'll save you time. We'll say, you know, but how do you really become empathetic to their need? It's not about selling them. It's really about understanding their pain point and figuring out whether or not you're solving that pain point and providing the educational tools to do it. Right. People are trying to figure out how to do more with less right now, especially decision makers. Don't be afraid of it. Capitalize on it, right? Figure out how to be empathetic and communicate that you're here to help versus, hey, you know, here's my piece of software. It's a great widget. It's going to save you time and money. It's like, well, everybody's letting go of massive amounts of their employees these days. Well, what if you didn't have to do that? You're probably really concerned about it. That's something that we've had to try and communicate to CIOs, CTOs, and CISOs is you don't have to get rid of your team. There's not a lot of experts out there, right? You don't have to cut your budget. You just have to use your budget better.
Where can people find out more about what you're talking about? I think you post some really interesting stuff on LinkedIn, so I would say people should find you there. But where would you point people if they want to learn more about your work and learn about, more about how you think about go-to-market stuff?
LinkedIn. I spend a lot of time on it. I think it's a really valuable tool if it's used properly and not, you know, spammy. Trying to have a genuine conversation instead of like, hey, it'd be really great to have you in my network. Like, you know, it's like, hey, I really thought this post was great. And Lemlist actually has this like icebreaker section where you can like do all your research figure out that icebreaker, like, hey, I saw this post that you posted on. I thought it was really interesting. I'd love to speak more. It'll automatically bring that into your email or LinkedIn. So you can automate that kind of personalization as long as you do the upfront work. So anyway, yeah, LinkedIn would be the best one. Don't call me. I won't pick up.
All right. You heard it here. Send Aaron a message. Hello, I see you are a professional. I am too. Would you like to connect?
Yes, absolutely. Super interesting.
That's all for now. You can find show notes at introcrm.com/podcast. The theme music for Pipeline Meeting is by Neighborhood Vandal. If you learned something, consider sharing this show with a friend. Thanks for listening.